This is Paul Worden, and I'd like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. I hope and pray that everybody's getting things out of this, that they are learning on how they can make this dream and this vision that God has given to us a reality, and how we can depend on the Holy Spirit, how we can depend on God, and how we can depend on His promises to lead us through and to give us what we need to make this dream and this vision a reality. We've been talking quite a bit about our good old tongue, how we use our tongue for a lot of things, a lot of good things, and we can also use our tongue for a lot of bad things, how we can say words that will hurt, words that will destroy, words that will kill, words that can ruin people's lives, ruin people's reputation, words that can ruin a relationship between a man and a woman, ruin a relationship on the job, or ruin relationships between parents and children. We have got to really watch on how we speak and the words that we say and how we say them. And the only way the Bible says that we can tame the tongue is by turning it over and yielding it to the Holy Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit to help us. Because what I've been telling you before, and I'll tell you again, and this is speaking towards me too, because what is in your heart is what's going to come out of your mouth. So we need to fill our hearts with the presence of God, with the Word of God, with the wisdom of God. That way we speak positive, good, and influencing things to help people and not to say backbiting words or words that will hurt or mischievous words or anything, that we will speak words of encouragement. And today I'd like to kind of talk about words that kept the children of Israel out of the promised land. The Bible records the specific words that kept Israel out of their promised land. And we're going to read from Numbers chapter 14, 1 through 4. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in this wilderness? And wherefore hath the Lord brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make a captain, and let us return unto Egypt. That is some very powerful murmuring right there. That is something that would be definitely against Moses, definitely against Aaron, and most definitely against God. Did God promise the Israelites that He would lead them to the promised land? All they had to do was trust in Him. But, as I said, what was in their heart came out of their mouth. Did you see it? The people murmured against Moses and against Aaron. Murmuring is an outward expression of unbelief. When you murmur against your circumstances or against your spiritual leader, you are actually murmuring against God. It reveals a lack of trust in God's goodness, His love, His provisions, and His leadership He has set over your life. There are many believers today who have fallen into the snare of the enemy. There are so many of us, it is so easy for us to murmur and to complain. And yes, I am speaking to myself because I myself find myself guilty of it. When we face problems in our finances or in our families or on the job, instead of trusting God, we begin to murmur. We may not speak audibly, but in our hearts we are saying, why has God allowed this to happen to me? I am tired of never having enough money to meet my needs. Why doesn't God answer my prayers? Has He forgotten me? On the job, we murmur about the immense amount of work that we have to do. We grumble about our salaries. We grumble about our working conditions and claim they aren't being treated fairly. And boy, I have done that on multiple occasions. Instead of being thankful for what we have, no, we're going to grumble and complain about what we don't have. The Israelites murmured because of the carnal desires and appetites of their flesh. They were not satisfied with the manna God provided for them. They were ungrateful for what God gave to them and longed for the fish, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlics that they had enjoyed in Egypt. They would rather be slaves than go back to the old life than to obey God. When you murmur, you are doubting God's provision and care for you. Moses told the Israelites, "The Lord has heard your grumblings, which you murmur against him." What are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. That was found in Exodus 16, verse 8. When you complain and grumble, you are not murmuring against people or circumstances. You are murmuring against God. And yes, he hears us. Not only does he hear us, but our words of unbelief hinder us from acting in faith upon his promises. Paul used the examples of the Israelites to warn the Corinthians not to grumble. And he said in 1 Corinthians 10, 10 and 11, "And do not grumble, as some of them did and were killed by the destroying angel. These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the fulfillment of the ages has come." Just as murmuring kept the Israelites out of the promised land, grumbling and complaining will hinder you from entering into your spiritual destiny. It is so easy to find fault. It is so easy to grumble and complain. And yes, I'm guilty of it too. It seems like you do it without even realizing you're doing it. But we need to stop and pay attention to what we feel and what we think, and most of all, what we are saying. We need to always be thankful to God for what we have. And yes, it is hard. And sometimes it does not seem like God is hearing us. But I promise you, God hears each and every one of our prayers. He hears each and every one of our cries. And he knows our struggles. He knows our problems. He knows our situation. And yes, he cares for us. And he's there to help us. So instead of complaining, let's start being thankful. Let's go to God and say, "You know what, God, I know I'm going through some bad stuff right now, but thank you that you are there with me. Thank you that you love me and that you're going to see me through. And I promise you, if we would do that, even myself, you would be amazed of the difference things will turn out in your life. And the murmuring will stop you and hindering you from getting your achievement on your dream and your destination. Like I said, what is in your heart will come out of your mouth. So let us fill our hearts with glad tidings, with thankfulness, and with appreciation for what God has done for each and one of us. Let's be thankful of that, and let's talk, and let's say, and let's speak on these things that God has put in our heart. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, what an honor and a privilege it is to come before your throne in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for today's lessons. And Father, I know it is so easy for us to get caught up in this web of complaining and murmuring. Father, it is so easy to do. And Father, I pray that you will quicken our spirit, that you'll quicken our mind, and Father, help us and convict us when we start to feel and to think and to say things that are negative, things that are complaining and murmuring, that Father, instead we could go to you and thank you for what you have done and helping us, and Father, to know that you are there to lead us through and to encourage us. Father, help us, I pray, that we will stop and we will think before we speak and do these things that are an abomination unto you, and that would stop us from having our things done, I pray. And Father, I will never, ever fail to honor you and to glorify you in all of this, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us and Paul's teachings, Words Kept the Mouth. Join us next week as Paul teaches Words That Hinder Destiny. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltebc.org. We want to hear from you if you're enjoying Paul's teachings. You can email us. Our email is divinedestiny@myltebc.org. Again, that's divinedestiny@myltebc.org. Or you can email Paul directly at paul@myltebc.org. Again, that's paul@myltebc.org. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.